Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
Today, I don't know what that is, and I don't know what I did. I don't know what I did, but try and get this thing out of here. We gonna get this thing popping. Listen, before we really get the show started, I talk to y'all about something, man. The reason I'm late today, I know I be late a lot, but the reason I'm late today is because I was watching my cousin's live. I was watching him on Facebook, right? And I couldn't start the show before I saw this because my cousin just got out of the hospital and he was telling his story on Facebook, man. You know, because he had COVID. Now, he had COVID for about 3 weeks. He fought it at home quarantining for the first 2 weeks. But my cousin got, you know, serious respiratory issues, you know, sarcoidosis, myocardia, whatever, enlarged heart, whatever. So, you know, I told y'all before, on my mom's side of family, you know, we can't mess around. We can't smoke or do no shit like that because we just ain't going to make it. But my cousin don't smoke. He don't indulge. He don't do none of that shit. But he got COVID. And, you know, my cousin is a teacher in the Milwaukee school system. So, you know, I mean, when he got COVID, I didn't even know about it. Now, his birthday was on the 20th. And, you know, so I wished him a happy birthday, shouting him out on the show and all of that, and in the group and everything. But I found out that he had COVID, and he had just got checked in the hospital. So the hospital was doing him dirty. The hospital was doing my cousin dirty to the point where my cousin was sure that he was not going to leave the hospital alive. He said He said when you go in for COVID and your skin like that, and his is darker than this. He said, you know, if you can still breathe, they basically just observe you. Like, yeah, all right. Well, we got to admit you, but we ain't got to do nothing. So they told him all of the stuff that they was going to do for him, and he said they didn't do none of that shit, though. I'm listening to my cuz, like, yo, what we got to do? You know what I mean? This was last Saturday. I'm like, what we got to do, cuz? You know what I'm saying? We got to work this out. So he said, so, my family started becoming really involved. See, the thing about when you get this COVID thing, if you're in the hospital, nobody can come and visit you. Nobody can come observe you. Nobody can talk to the people who are supposed to be helping you. You know, you all on the outside now. Now, I'm not saying that all doctors and all hospitals are on that bullshit or like they don't care about black life. Whether I say it or not, though, the proof is in the pudding. It was looking like they was going to let my cuz die. Well, we wasn't going to let him die. It was going to be a real problem if my cuz didn't come home. So he just made it home. And, you know, he on the live. He like, you know, the Lord is real. He talked to me while I was in the hospital. This is what he said. He said, the guy talked to me while I was in the hospital. And, you know, I'm just so happy, you know, to still be here. Everybody who looked out, everybody who called, everybody who was worried about me, you know what I'm saying? Y'all really helped me through. And if you have he was saying, if you have a loved one that has COVID and they go into the hospital, you make sure that you stay on the hospital ass. Make sure that they know that your people are involved, because if you're not, there's a good chance that they won't get the care that they need. I'm just going to say that. There's a good chance that they won't get the care that they need because they're prioritizing and playing around with people's lives. Fuck that. So your cousin, he crying. He's like, yo, I'm just so happy. Blah, blah, blah. I'm crying. I'm like, yeah, cuz. No, thank God, man. You know what I'm saying? I told you he was going to make it. You know, we don't play that shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I'm like, I'm supposed to be doing a show. I had the show set up. I was like, nah, man. When I saw this shit come across as Emmanuel Games is live, I was like, nah, fuck that. I got to go see my people. You know what I'm saying? That's my favorite cousin. That's the God right there. I'm like, nah, man. You know, this man, he too good of a father. He too good of a son. He's too good of a brother. He's too good of a cousin. He's too good of a man. He's too good of a teacher. He's too good of a person to go out like that. We wasn't going for that another tragic ass COVID-19 story. Nah, not this time. They gonna have to get one of us on the next one. But we wasn't going for it on this go round. So I just wanted to put that out there before we get started into any of this, you know, getting into this conversation. We're gonna talk about the life and times. The life and story of the house cat. The house cat. I got one. Hey, your cat. You know you hear me. Stop playing dead. Hey, your cat. Yeah. But yeah. Sure. But yeah. So, all right. Okay. Let me shout y'all up. Emily Dunlap is in the house. What's going on? Thanks for coming on out. And T. Carey Wright is down for the morning, noon, and night. It's always good to have you in my sights. My brother from another mother, Norris Hill. Sit back, relax, do your damn thing, and chill. And can't forget, I can't forget, S. Cook. It's always an extraordinary look. And Cherry, Dana Jane. Your shit is never the same. Good to see me, son. You know how we are, and you understand how we do. Cow Chamber, let me favorita is real. Sit back, do your thing. We going to kill this time. Actually, we going to stop the rhymes and get into this conversation because it's time. Work. My brother Ansel Jones is here. And over on the Instagram side, my girl E. Farrow. What up, E? How you feeling? And Rita Rez. What's going on, Rita? Always good. What's up, Rita?
Good to see y'all, man.
So we talk about the life and story of the house cat. The life and story of the house cat. See, let me put y'all on. Before I even do the intro, let me put y'all on. Like, the house cat, people think that the house cat has it good. And they do. You know, they get meals whenever they want. They got their little, they get their little space. They get the, some depending on the household that they're in, they get to sleep where they want to, rest where they want to. You know what I mean? They get a lot of, you know, people look at the cat like, this little motherfucker. They get away with murder because they cute. They're independent. You know what I mean? They seem not to really give a fuck, depending on the personality of the cat. You know, you have dog people, you have cat people. But today we're talking about cat exclusively. And the reason why is because the house cat does not get out. The house cat has to spend all of its life in the house. So you would think that the house cat don't get no experience. The house cat just sits around, eats, you know, catch a mouse every now and then. Won't even eat the mouse a lot of times. Just play with the mouse to death and leave your little scary ass, you know, to go clean up the mess or get somebody from next door or across town to come over and handle the mouse. You know, you scared of live mice and dead mice. Like, yo, I don't know if that mouse is a zombie or whatever. Anyway, but the house cat doesn't really get the respect that the alley cat gets. The alley cat, we know that alley cats have a story to tell because they have to concentrate on their survival day in and day out. The alley cat may get close to a human being to get that food. So they got to come around begging like, yo, I'm cute enough, right? I just had a litter of babies. You know, this is how the female alley cats be like. Like, listen, hey, listen, I'm cute and I like affection. I'm going to come up to you. I'm going to rub up on you. You know what I'm saying? You know, all I need you to do is drop some food. You know what I mean? Go around the corner, get a, you know, can of this, can of that. I eat raw food, raw meat, whatever it takes. You know, we going to get it popping. And plus, I just had this little babies. I just had a little baby. But I ain't going to introduce you to them until I get right with you. A female alley cat will. That's how I got my cat. She came around with some cute shit like, yo, what's up? What's up? I heard you lost a cat a while back. And the spirit of that cat, Lovey sent me to you. Like, and I'm approving. So anyway, so the alley cat has to get close to humans that like cats, but may not want to bring the cat in so they can get fed every day. So they will have somewhere as a resource to be able to make their life on the street easier. Because if people will sick dogs on cats, people will throw hot water on cats. People, there's a lot of cruel animal cruelty out there. There are a lot of people who don't give a fuck. So, you know, we know that cats, we often drive down the street, see a dead cat on the side of the road or in the middle of the road because they didn't make it on the street the right way. You know, so we know that alley cat has a story to tell. But guess what? It's going to be a short story because the life of an alley cat is short. Even if you feed, let's say you have an outside cat like I do. You have an outside cat. The outside cat might last a year, 2 years or whatever. But you'd be hard-pressed to find alley cats out there that'll make it 3 years on the street. It's hard. I've seen them, but it's hard. It's much harder for the alley cat to make it out there than it is for the house cat. So we know that the alley cat has a story to tell about all kinds of shit. The cats around here, they fuck with the hustlers. They eat their little, you know, beef fried rice, shrimp fried rice. They give it to the cat. The cats around here eat. People on this block feed cats. But it's, you know, some people on the block get mad at you for feeding the cats. Like, you bring them cats around here and they got fleas and blah, blah, blah. Fuck out of here. But anyway, we know the alley cat has a story to tell that you would be interested in hearing. Like, what? So you saw crackheads in the alley and they was fucking, you was sucking a dick and they was selling drugs and then the cops came and they made everybody get down. You was watching all of this? You was just chilling on the cut. Yeah, the alley cat be like, yeah, I was chilling on the steps and shit. You know what I mean? Cops rolled up, you know, and they made everybody get against the wall. They was checking everybody. Niggas was scared. They had the drugs in the alleyway. They went and found the drugs in the alleyway, brought it to them like, yo, hey, this is yours? Everybody was like, all the hustlers was like, nah, this shit ain't mine. I was like, this is drugs.
drugs. I don't sell drugs. I'm just out here, you know what I mean, chilling. You know what I mean? I'm waiting for a job to come or stardom, fame and stardom, and fortune to come and discover me. I was on my way to the store to get my baby some
whatever. So we know that Alley Cat has a story to tell. You think the house cat doesn't have a story to tell? I think it does. I think the house cat definitely has a story to tell. You know why? Because the house cat had to learn how to survive in the house. The house cat had to conduct itself in a way that it didn't get put back out there on the street. Because people do that. You know, some people like kittens. They like kittens. So when the cats start getting older and they realize that you have to actually take care of a cat, you have to actually, you know, do routine maintenance like a child. Not necessarily as much as a dog, but you still, you know, have to do some things. People will kick a cat out in a minute. I know that Crystal belonged to somebody else before because she was too comfortable coming in. She came in and went upstairs like, yo, what's up?
You know what I mean? Like, I was like, yo, okay, all right.
But you have to consider that an alley cat listens to all of your conversations. All of them. And a house cat listens to all of your conversations. And the house cat kind of understands some of the things that you're saying. They don't understand the words per se, but they understand your mannerisms, and they understand, and you teach them their name and all that kind of shit. Alley cats don't understand their fucking name. But people be fooling themselves into thinking that they do. Like, yeah, cats be knowing their name. Like, they know the sound of when you open that door, though. Feeding time. It's going down, baby. Let me read y'all comments, and then I need to do the intro. I didn't do the intro. The life and story of the house cat. Okay. All right. So, as Cook says, a lot of them on that BS. Yeah, you know, with the COVID thing. Cherry, she says, I understand. That's why I didn't go neither. Did any of my children I had a bad experience at the hospital before the nurses? You're too isolated in this type of situation. Too many stories on the internet. Shit is real. Shit is very, very real. And so Joan says, I had three cats before with a dog and it worked out well. Yeah, you can do that. On the street, though, it's a little bit different. It's a little bit different. I've seen people sick their pit bulls on a fucking cat. I'm like, yo, I started to shoot the dogs. Like, yo, we're not doing that. Not doing that. Carol Chandler says, I'm a dog person myself. People love dogs. Nobody is going to treat you better than a dog will. Nobody is ever happy to see you every single day, several times a day, than a dog. No, like, humans can't achieve that level of admiration. They just can't. We can try. I don't care how much somebody kisses your ass, how much somebody shows you love and affection. They can't do it like a dog can. A dog does it. Time after time after time. You go to the bathroom, come back, the dog is like, what's up? You go to the store, come back, the dog is like, what's up? You walk the dog is like, what's up? Very reinforcing behavior. That's why people love dogs. But cats can be the same way. It's just different. You know, they kind of pick and choose. They're a little bit more human-like. Like, I mean, we good, but come on, man. You ain't got to be sweating me like that. Just like y'all. Urban Therapy with Sun 752. With this your daily, go get a minute show. We do this every single day. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. We break it down, baby. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. I'm your host, Omar too, aka Omar with the rrr. And if you can't say Omar with the rrr, well, then you just say Omar with the R. It's the Daily Go Get a Business Show all up in your area. Today we're talking about the life and story of the house cat. The life and story of the house cat. So, when we talk about the house cat, we're not just talking about the animal. For the past year, almost a full year now, we have become house cats. Think about it. You have become the house cat. I have become the house cat. Many of us were already homebodies, but we may not have been homebodies to this degree. We were homebodies with options to go out as we chose or saw fit. Now, many of those options have been taken away. We've been forced to stay in the house. There have been people who are used to being out all the time, always on the go, always taking off, always jumping on a plane, always getting in the car, always hanging out. Every weekend was still a weekend like it was when we was teens. I mean, I'm sorry, when we was like in our 20s and 30s or whatever. You know, if you were one of those party people, if you was one of those social butterflies. Now, we have had to be like those people we used to be like, oh, my God, you're just a homebody. You don't like to do nothing. You don't like to go nowhere. Now, you have become the house cat. You think house cats don't want to go out? They want to go out. But you won't let them. But when you get them fixed, they stop wanting to go out as much because it's like, well, if it's a boy cat, like, my dick don't get hard no more anyway. You put me on the antidepressants. Just like if you no longer do the things that you used to do. Let's say if you were a heavy drinker or if you were a drug user or whatever, you had to go out. You might have came back in. If you was a stingy drunk or a stingy, you know, addict or trying to keep it on the low like you ain't using, but more than likely you went out there and you kicked it with people. You ain't been able to do that. You ain't been in no movie. You ain't been in no concert. You ain't been in no really large gathering. Maybe last summer you might have went to a block party or some shit like that. You know what I'm saying? And got your little social thing going on with that. But that was short-lived, and we were warned about that. So for the most part, we have become like the house cat. Now, I don't think that you can deny that in this past year, you've had a lot to talk about. But you've been talking about it from the house. You've probably had to interact with more people more often in your own house than you did before. Of course, there's some people who still stay out of the house all the time. Like if you a hustler, you listen, you still got to play them corners if you a corner hustler. Still got to get the guap, you got to get the change, the cheese, cheddar, the bread, the dough, the Skrilla, the change, cash. So, what has becoming like the house cat done for us? By the way, this tea that I'm drinking, y'all know what it is, but you might not. This is mullein and dandelion. Mullein and dandelion. Mullein is good for the respiratory system. So, you know, I'm supposed to make sure to clean all that phlegm out, you know, and make sure you don't get the pneumonia or, you know, the COVID or whatever, or you're supposed to be able to treat that if you have any type of respiratory condition. So that's mullein, and I got it sweetened with the honey. You see, this the raw honey. You see the shit at the bottom. It's a little bit at the bottom. Got the lime up in there popping. This shit good, too. It's good, too. It's good, too. But, yeah, so you've had a story to tell, but you've been telling it from the house for the most part. Most people have. Most people have really tried to follow the COVID guidelines, social distancing, PPE, making sure that you wear your mask and practice social distancing. And we've tried to do that. And many of us have said, listen, man, until this shit is over, fuck it. I'm not going nowhere or doing nothing. I'm one of those people. Like, yeah, I can afford to go wherever I want to. But I'm not fucking going nowhere. I'm not putting myself at risk, especially with my mom staying with me right now. I'm not putting her at risk. Hell no. Nah, we not doing that. We not doing that. So I was more of a homebody anyway. So this is easy for me. But being in the house, I've always had a story to tell. But you want to tell when you in the house like the house cat, just like the house cat listens to your conversations. They know when you are having a conversation about something that makes you happy. They hear your laughter, and they know who you're talking to. So they know if you only talk to one person primarily, or they know if you talk to a bunch of people. People come to visit you. They see them. They right there at the door, just like a dog would be like, hey, oh, and guess what? They got a dog or a cat at their crib. Actually, I smell rat. I don't know what they got going on in their crib, but that shit nasty. I smell roaches on the mouth. Yeah, roaches at the crib. But a house cat knows. A house cat comes in contact with whoever you come in contact if they come through that door. They know. Some of those people who come through your door might not have no business coming through your door. You understand what I'm saying? Yeah, the house cat got a story to tell, baby. The house cat got a story to tell. We've been ignoring it. Think about it. If a house cat could talk, what would they say? What stories would they tell? If they wrote a book, what would it say? Like, such and such, talk all of that holier than thou shit, but guess what they do when nobody's around? Did you know that such and such digs up their nose and eats their boogie? Did you know that? I know that. Seen them do it. Little dirty motherfucker tried to give me one. I looked at him like, sorry. I don't know what type of time you want. House cat knows if you are the type of person that talks to yourself. Yeah, the house cat got all of the intel on you in that house. They may not know what you do out there, but they know everything you do in here. So you wouldn't be able to lie to the house cat. The house cat is like, you say you don't do what? You say you don't lie. According to your conversation, you ain't exactly truthful. But then again, I'm just a house cat. What do I know? My daughter can actually do that without grabbing. She can actually scratch the back of her ear with her foot. Without touching anything. Like, she could be like, I'm like, what the fuck? But anyway. So, just like if you are in the house a lot, you know a lot about whoever has been in the house, especially for this past year. So, you found out how certain people who like to go out act when they have to stay in. It might not be all that flattering. You've also found out a lot of things about yourself this year, this past year. House cat style. Like, my house cat etiquette ain't really all that. You know what I mean? My house cat etiquette ain't all that. What's going on? Oh, my man Clint Bradley. What's up, my man? Go get a Clint Bradley is all up in the house. That's my dog. What's up, my man? You know what I mean? New York stand up. Jersey stand up all day, and sucre je toi, sucre JTX, What's up, Miss JTX? Good to see me, some of you. Thanks for coming through on the Instagram side. My people coming through on the Instagram side. I appreciate that. Love is love over there. But yeah, the life and story of the house cat. The house cat, the physical, actual, real house cat, and you. The one that has exemplified house cat type of behavior for this past year. You've been in the house. How's it been? How's it going? What stories do you have to tell? See, the actual house cat can't talk, but they can give clues. Yeah. Like I said, they sniff you when you come from outside. So they know if you've been around another cat. Like, or somebody who has come into your house before, they know if you've been to their house when you went out. Like, oh, guess what? I know where you've been. But all I can do is meow about it.
Meow.
And but they know. They know a lot. And they definitely have a story to tell. Just like you would have a story to tell. But you get to pick and choose what stories you tell or if you say anything at all. A clue. But they can't give you a story. They can't give you a story. So Chris says, I guess I'm the house cat that tries to get out every so often. Exactly. Exactly. I mean, that's actually very real. That's very real of you. That's real. That's real. Let me see. Okay, I was thinking this. Can you pick me up some mullein, please? I have the dandelion and red clover. All right, I got you. I got you. But because you teased me the other week, you might gotta wait for yours now. You might gotta wait. I got you. Okay. I'll trade you a jar of honey ginger tea. Sounds like a pretty good deal to me. She also says, tell all your business. Yeah. Yeah. A cat can tell all your business. A dog can tell all your business too. But see, the cat is more unassuming. Like, you figure the cat. See, people think cats don't care about nobody but themselves. So they figure, that long ain't worried about me. But if it could talk, the cat would be worse than the National Enquirer or any other, or TMZ or any of that gossip shit. Think about it. The cat could be like, nah, I got the real, real story. That scoop y'all talking about is the real scoop. No, it ain't. I got the real scoop. Y'all have to, this is going to take y'all a lifetime of Friskies. Matter of fact, I want to be pet all day, every day for a straight year. Belly rubs, back rubs, under the chin, behind the ear, on the head. All that shit. And I want you to unfix me. Yeah, I got neutered, unneuter me. I want to get some ass. Or should I say some pussy? But I tell you the story. You want to know what really happened? I can tell you. I could tell you word for word. And he had them on speaker. I could tell you what they said too. Word for word. That's what a house cat could do. That's what an alley cat can't do. See, the alley cat doesn't learn your language. The house cat has to learn it. Alley cat doesn't learn your mannerisms. Not as well. The house cat definitely learns. The house cat learns what the dog learns, but the dog gets to go out. The house cat got to stay in. So is it like, okay, because it stays in and is relegated to just looking out of windows, maybe get to come out on the porch or the backyard every now and then, does it mean that it's limited in information? It may be limited in information about the rest of the world and its environment, but it has all the knowledge of what goes on between them four walls. All of it. You ought to thank God that the house cat can't talk. Because you better hope, like motherfucker, that is loyal. They saw, you say that you would never put your hands on a woman.
Well, I guess maybe never means just a few times or whenever you get mad or whenever you get high.
Maybe that's what never means. Because according to, plus, house cats live a long time. 10 years, 15 years, 20 years. They get to live up to 25 years. Lovey died in 19. From my apartment to here. 4 years there. 15 years here. She got stories to tell. Like, heard a lot of conversations. Seen a few people. I bet you they could tell you when I'm lying and when I'm telling the truth. Like, you may feel like you know me well enough to know when I'm lying and when I'm telling the truth. You can't be like, no, I know exactly when you're lying because I know what the fuck I seen. I seen what he did. You know? Let me think. Hold on, let me see. Yeah. Ansel Jones says people post every day. They do everything they do. People having Corona house parties. Yeah. Man, shit is crazy. It's crazy that just a social event nowadays looks so disgusting. Like, I mean, you know, things that happen in the world change our perspective so much. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know how when somebody talks nowadays about having raw sex, that's sex without a condom. And you know how it raises your eyebrows now. Like, raw sex, like, like it's taboo. Never been a such thing as HIV. We would never have that type of reaction. Think about it. HIV and HIV AIDS made you start using condoms. You know how much condom companies made because of the AIDS epidemic? They wasn't getting rich worth shit before then. Yeah, you had diseases before, but all of them were curable. AIDS came in. It was like, now this is on your life. And you didn't hear terms like raw sex, unprotected sex. You didn't hear that. You didn't. When AIDS came out, I was about 13. That was around 1983. Yeah, 82, 83, something like that. You know, they want to say, oh, no, it came out in the 70s. Get the fuck out of here. You know what I mean? Shit came out in the 80s, in the early 80s. But, yeah, you didn't hear terms, you know. Listen, when I was a little boy in the 70s, I was around a lot of people who had sex. And I heard them talk about sex, and I never heard the word raw sex or any of that shit. It was just sex. I didn't know if they used a condom or not. They must not have because he's getting pregnant. Niggas got burnt. That type shit. So because of the introduction to a life-threatening condition like HIV and AIDS, yeah. When you think about sex nowadays without a condom, it's like, oh my God, you're putting your life at risk. It just sounds crazy. So these things change the way we think about things. Now look at it. We see a gathering, not even a large gathering of people, but people in a house having fun amongst each other without wearing masks, and we like, oh my God, they tripping. Like, yo, man, we gotta do something, because that is not a dangerous scene from the way we have lived. It's dangerous for this time right now, but we have to watch ourselves not to get caught up into making the normal behavior that we used to display become something that is like out of bounds now. Like, oh no, oh you can't do it. Yes, we have to be careful now, but we can't throw away everything that we knew and our whole way of interacting with each other, you know, as if we all have a chance to give something to each other that's going to take us out of here. So we have to do more to keep our wits about us. No, I can't. I'm not going to look at a party or a gathering of people and be like, oh my God, oh my, what are they doing? No, I mean, I understand the risks that are involved. I just know that on the house cat side, I'm not fucking with that. Right now, I have an obligation to look out for my own health and the health of those that I care about. And anybody else, really? I don't want to be sick. And I don't want to be around nobody else that makes me sick. Have you ever gotten a cold or a flu from somebody who you knew gave it to you? You know, you'd be like, you knew you were sick. You kissed me all in the mouth. It's like, I mean, I wasn't really feeling sick like that, oh. Fuck you talking about? I remember this one chick I was messing with. She knew she was sick. She told me. I had the flu. Fuck it. I wanted some. Fuck you talking about? Dirty skank. Gave me the flu. I'm sick as shit. She ain't burn me, though. But that was worse. Sick as shit. So, bottom line is, but that was in my younger years, before the COVID. Back in the day. Late 90s. Anyway, you know, during this whole house cat condition that we're in, Look, those of y'all who are following the COVID guidelines, self-quarantining, staying in the house, social distancing, making sure that you wear your mask, making sure that you wash the mask that you wear, disinfecting, getting your hand sanitizer on, wearing your gloves. You know, those of y'all, you know, y'all have become the house cats. You know the house cat is safe. You know, when your house cat gets sick, you be like, how the fuck you get sick? Did you eat a bad mouse or a bug? Or did you... You know, it could be a hairball or whatever. You know, they throw up and shit. But you'd be surprised, because you know they haven't been out. You're like, oh, you shouldn't be getting sick in here. So you look at us. We have become the house cat. But we still got to fuck with the alley cat, because there's still plenty of alley cats out there. The thing is, some of these alley cats are alternating between the house and the alley. So it's like one of those cats that get to go out. They got a cat door. They got a little cat door, doggy door. So they can go and come as they please. But you know when they go out, you don't know if they're going to bring back some fleas. You don't know if they're going to get a tick. You don't know if they've been rolling around in the brush and come give you poison ivy or some shit. You just don't know. Fuck around and get a ringworm. Last time you had a ringworm. Probably the first time you ever had a ringworm. Typhonism. Typhonism. What's going on? Thanks for coming through. Appreciate it. Appreciate you coming through, checking out the Daily Go Get a Business Show. We're talking about the life and story of the house cat. So, yeah, we have become the house cat, but we still interact a lot with the alley cats. It's to the point where we're going to have to start sniffing motherfuckers when they come in. What you smell? Weed, alcohol, sex, perfume, strange, what do you call shit? Cologne, hair products, oil sheen, weave, wig, fucking beard oil. The fuck is beard oil? Yo, man, shout out to all my people out there getting money off of selling natural products. You know what I mean? Your shea butter, your this, that, and the third, your oil this, your oil that, whatever. You know what I mean? Yo, get, yo, y'all doing a wonderful thing. But what the fuck is beard oil? Yo, man, I'm not saying, hey, yo, I don't mean to go off on a tangent. Fuck that. What the fuck is beard oil? I'm going to tell you what beard oil is. I'm going to tell you the category that I put beard oil is in. Beard oil in the turkey bacon category, in the chicken and turkey chops category. Because what the fuck is turkey bacon? What the fuck is a chicken chop? What is a turkey chop? What is beard oil? What the hell is edges preserver? What are you talking about? What are we doing, son? What is beard oil? I'm going to tell you what beard oil is. That's something I ain't fucking... No, we not doing that. I said, man, shout out to y'all. Get the money. If niggas is stupid enough to buy beard oil, yo, rock out.
Yeah. You should try it because, you know, you grew, you know, if you grow your shit in more, you know, it'll help it. That's get the fuck out. Yo.
When did beard oil come out? Let me find out that Philly Muslims sparked the need for beard oil. Beard oil. Beard oil. We doing beard oil? Okay. We doing beard oil. So what else we got? We got ball shorts. 50 years of my life, I ain't hear all of this hoo-ha, all this hoopla about basketball shorts and gray sweatpants until the last 5 years. What we doing, y'all? What we doing? What we doing? What we doing? What we doing? Gray sweatpants been out how long? Now that's the new way to see a man's dick? And ball shorts? Now we got beard oil? If I find out a nigga using beard oil, he getting off my friends list. That's how it's going down. I don't give a fuck.
It is what it is.
Sukra Jetula says, you smell weave and wig.
Yo.
You know, they got the real hair wigs and shit. Yeah, I love turkey bacon and turkey chow. You know what? Get away with all that shit. Is there a way for me to delete this comment? No? Fuck. Wait. Pin comment, reply to go live, report comment. I ought to report that comment. I ought to report it. I ought to do it. I ought to do it. I'm just saying, that's the category I put beard oil in. What are we talking about? But like I said, when somebody come in from outside, when your alley cat, friends, loved ones, and family come in from outside, they you smell that alley cat on them. Nigga, you smell like you've been down on J Street All my Philly people from North Philly know what I'm talking about when I say J Street. You've been down J Street?
Nah, I ain't been down no J Street. Fuck out of here. I stopped going down J Street a long time. Fuck, I need to go to J Street for. Nah, I said, babe, I ain't been down no J Street. I'm just tired, you know what I mean? I've been working. I'm tired. I've been stressed out. I ain't been sleeping right.
Make sure y'all hit that like button, y'all. Hit the like button. Make sure y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel. If y'all haven't subscribed to the channel yet, it's the Daily Go Get a Business Show all up in your area. And this Saturday on the 30th of January, we are talking about the life and story of the house cat. I'm the house cat. You the house cat. We the house cat. Yeah, we do that. Hold on. Yeah, Omar, I waited last year, damn it. You got chill. Yo, I had the black seed. You never came and got it. I had it. I say that shit for a long time. I had to use it because I didn't want it to go bad. Cal Jimmy says, right, because people just went and got a shot. Yeah. There's no such thing as no raw set. What the fuck was raw set? Now we like, oh, they having a, this is a COVID spread. It's a spreader event. I'm like, oh, my God. You might be right, but, like, come on, man. And so, don't go chasing waterfalls. Yeah, they were talking about that shit in the song. Cherry says, thank God my fish can't talk like the incredible Mr. Limpet. I will have to cut his gills. But the thing is, your fish only see what's in their sight. Like, your fish can't go upstairs and downstairs with you. The cat goes. Crystal will come in the bathroom with you like, what's up?
You sitting on that thing. Ooh, that thing that got the water. Yeah. Well, you can pet me while you can pet me while you doing. I mean, you ain't got nowhere to go. You ain't got shit to do. You got the phone in your hand. Shit, what, just pet me.
The cat go where you go. I don't know how good fish can hear, but I know that the fish. I don't think that the fish understand for real, for real. If they do, I don't know. I don't know how fish communicate at all. But I do know that cats only meow to us. Cats don't meow to each other. They don't. Listen, like, Carol says, funny you don't even hear about that anymore. Hear about which one? I got to figure out which one he's talking about. What, AIDS? HIV? TK, right, says, I sell beard oil. It's amazing. Do your thing, ma. Do your thing. Like, I ain't going to take no money out of your pocket. But I ain't putting no money in your pocket for that. Because something tells me that beard oil can be created at home. Like, I don't know, coconut oil, shea butter, Crisco, Wesson, olive oil, extra virgin, you know what I mean? Cold pressed. I don't know. I know, you need a shiny beard. Yeah, Shit. Hold on, I'm gonna show y'all something. Hold on. This is
have to make sure I get enough coconut oil for the month. I get this shit. You see this big ass jar of coconut oil? You see that shit? There's a whole bucket worth of that shit. Yeah, handling everything. So I'm sure that if I need to get shiny, I can use this shit. Let me see. Expeller pressed coconut oil is refined for a neutral flavor. Because I use it for cooking. Neutral flavor and a higher smoke point of 400 degrees Fahrenheit, made with a steam refining process that uses no chemicals. A perfect choice when a coconut scent or flavor is not desired. Ideal for baking and frying. Also, try our organic virgin coconut oil, chia seed. Anyway, so this is organic. Organic superfood. It says right there. Organic superfood. But anyway, so I'm like, this is beard oil enough. You know what I mean? Go ahead and get a glob of that shit. You know what I'm saying? Get a glob of this motherfucking coconut oil and shit. Shit. If that don't do it, just go get the Crisco, baby. Just get the Crisco. Get the Crisco. Yeah, get that Crisco. Yeah. Get the Crisco. Popping. It minimizes hair bumps. It smells good and makes your beard soft and manageable. I'm sorry, TK, right? That sounds like some bitch ass shit to me. It just does. I don't know. It does. I'm thinking you can't have a beard and try to be a metrosexual at the same time. I'm just not feeling it. You know, maybe on certain things I'm hyper-masculine, but I'll be goddamn if I'm going for the soft, manageable beard look. Like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, I ain't trying to be like on some old Teddy Pendergrass what's my man that did the whole soundtrack Superfly? I'm your mama, I'm your daddy, I'm that nigga in the alley. I'm your... What's his name? That was my dude. One of the greatest composers. You know what I'm saying? Freddie did. And so Joe said, in the aisle with miracle spring water. TK, right? It's been out for years. How many years? Beer's been out for years. I don't remember hearing no. I never heard of. Listen, everybody had a beard like this one in the early 90s. Everybody had it. All the dudes had a shadow and all that kind of shit. I don't know nobody who ever, never heard the term beard oil. Never. Ever. 2000s either. I ain't hear about beard oil until maybe 5 years ago. Maybe 5 years ago. And it sure ain't because I don't know nobody who had beards or because I wasn't paying attention. Minimizes hair bumps. No, shaving with a clean razor does that. Wash your motherfucking face, dirty ass niggas. Huh? Cal Chamber says, Chucky, it also shows a well-groomed man. Chucky said, it does, Carol, but watch O have something to say about that, too. Fuck out of here.
Y'all tripping,
man. Black Thought. Curtis Mayfield, thank you. Curtis Mayfield, that was my dude. Yeah, don't nobody want no beard like that. The 70s beards, they just ain't give a fuck. They was on that. They was just, ugh.
That was a scruffy time in the 70s. Nobody, it was like they didn't believe in shaping their shit up. I guess your beard was supposed to look like your afro. You just pick that shit and let it go how it go. TK, right, says, you're so disrespectful. Yeah, so Taki, I'm going to buy you some. I'm going to buy some from you for Omar. Yeah. Beard oil. Fuck out of it. Listen, man. Listen. Go the fuck out of here. Yo. Bottom line is, when your alley cats come in, you don't know what you going to smell on them. The house cat don't know what the alley cat been into. But we know they've been into something. We know that the alley cats have been into something. The alley cats don't usually last or live as long as the house cats do. The house cats definitely have the advantage of longevity. But what you have to decipher and determine is whether the long life that the house cat lives is quality. Just because you're in the house doesn't mean that the conditions in the house are good. Abuse goes on in the house. Abuse of all kinds. You may see drug abuse. You may see physical, mental, and emotional abuse. You may see overeating, you know, abusing your health, things like that. You may be neglected. Like, nobody give a fuck about you. Don't nobody in this house even talk to you. Just because you're in the house doesn't mean that the house is all good. But you'd be hard-pressed to convince the alley cat of that. The alley cat says, yo, you in the house. Not only are you a punk, but you got it good. You was born with a silver feeding bowl. Okay, it might not have been silver, but that shit was surely stainless steel. Motherfucker see me outside, they throw the shit right on the floor. I don't get no expensive feeding bowl. Alright, your joint might not have been really expensive. It was actually just a Tupperware bowl that they ain't use no more. Oh, it was no Tupperware. It was Rubbermaid. Nonetheless, that shit got filled every day. They need to watch that bitch out. Me, they come outside. I got beg all hard. They pick up a few morsels out of your bag and throw them on the ground for me. And I'm supposed to be happy and shit. I'll be happy, though. Jump right on that shit. Thank you. You get home, man. Yesterday, you was a little late getting home. You normally get home around 5:30. Yesterday, I was here at 5:30. You know, alley cats can tell time. They really can. C'est crazy, je toi. Tell me some. I got to get my boo some beard oil. I think he'll like it. That nigga, you know what? See, this is what I'm talking about. Since we talking about alley cat and we talk about the house cat. See, y'all women, y'all want to soften y'all men up y'all way. But when you find out that nigga been taking it up the ass from his so-called best friend that he go on hunting trips with, then you want to be like, I can't believe. What? You can't believe what? You can't believe it's not butter? You can't believe that he buttered up his ass before he got penetrated. Which one is it? But you contributed to his bitch assism. Yes, you contributed to his bitch assism. You co-signed it. You said, well, you know, it's all right to be a bitch every now and then. Or you excuse certain things, you know how women
women be having certain things they want to say is soft and other things that no. Like, nah. That's not. So anything you do with them or that they want you to do, oh, no, that's not gay. That's not. It's not gay or it's not corny or soft for a man to do this and do that. I'm like, Okay. Carol Jones says, what the hell, bitch assism? That's right, bitch assism.
Good spelling of the word, too. That's exactly how you spell it. Bitch assism. You know what I'm saying? You know? That nigga let you put a finger in his ass and shit. And you wrote it off like, well, you can get as freaky as you want to as long as you with me. But what happens as soon as he don't do what you want or y'all break up? That nigga like, he take a finger in his ass. Well, you let him put the beard oil on his finger, on your finger. Things are soft nowadays. You let your man wear skinny jeans, whatever happens after that, that's on you. You let him wear skinny jeans, a skinny shirt, skinny socks, and them skinny pointy-ass shoes. Then you want a bitch when he wants you to put a finger in his ass? What you talking about? Nigga, I bet you got beard oil on. These metrosexual ass Muslims nowadays, son. Hey, yo, Aki. Yo, so I'm like, yo, Aki. Yo, Aki, son, come on, man. Aki. What we doing? What we doing, Aki? Nah, son. No, what we doing, Yo, me and the nigga was down, we was up the fours. We was up the fours together. He was cool, but I did hear some I ain't gonna front, man. Nah, I heard some shit about the boy up there, but, you know, like, I mean, I can't confirm nor deny none of this, but you see the proof was in the pudding when he came home. Nigga, I mean, start off with the beard oil, and next thing you know what I mean? Rumor going around. There's been this rumor going around about low-life crap saying I ain't down. But when he was up at the fours, I did hear a little, I don't know, son. I don't even want to think of my nigga like that, but. Hey, yo, these metrosexual-ass Muslims say. What's going on, Stacey White? Stacey White, hold it down for the D all day, every day. All day, every day. It's aggressive. Oh, hell no. He ain't never that soft. Literally. Let him. Any man who agrees already had issues. Oh, shit. What's up, Shelly? Always Shine Bright. What up, Shelly? Always Shy Breaker. This is DBSW. Thanks for coming through. I'm telling you, y'all letting these niggas get away with wearing these fucking skinny ass suits. And they ain't even skinny. Thick ass niggas wearing skinny ass suits. These little shark suits going on, shark skin suits going on around here. High waters, skinny socks, skinny ass, pointy shoes. Talking about something. Yeah, he looked good. Shout out to all y'all grandmothers and all of y'all mothers of these little soft looking ass prom going on ass niggas. Yeah, he graduating high school. I seen them prom pictures. Nigga looking like a straight bitch. Talking about something. Ain't he handsome? No, he not. He look like a bitch. I'm sorry. Yo, congratulations. I wish him all the best in all his endeavors. But he looked like a bitch. And you co-signing that shit. Ironically, he
she's a house cat. Alley cat wouldn't do that shit. Like, man, pull your fucking, yo, man, pull your shoes up, nigga. It's too much space between your cuff and the top of your shoe. Fuck you think this is? Beat it, Billie Jean, motherfucker? Those sidewalks ain't gonna light up when you walk. He was more like a soft ass bitch. Nigga thought he was rich. And his mama said that he ain't have to. All
right, man.
Mama always told me, be careful who you love. Don't go around by that nigga's beard oil. Mama always told me, don't be acting all soft. You be going around putting on beard oil.
Don't be letting him use your secret deodorant. Yeah, I know that is strong enough for a man, but don't be using that shit just because you can't. What's next? Gina say this nasty ass little nigga. Yo, you gay. And yo, yo. And this for this exercise, you ain't got to be like that. Don't tell no lies. Yo, but if you like that, you going to probably wear that beard oil, you little. Yeah. No, 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 and no beard oil, no beard oil, no beard oil, no beard oil, no, no beard oil going down like that. I ain't trying to take money out of my at this particular time. I gotta say this one thing. Yo, we saluting the king. They need to be at high strength. I'm talking about real strong and real long. And yo, yo, this is a high, this is a marathon. No, that's a sprint. No, it's a marathon, not a sprint. And I meant to say this shit, just like I said. I said what I said. Y'all niggas just making these niggas soft. And yo, house cat, alley cat niggas, go out and go off. Yeah, I can't take it no more. I ain't down with that soft ass boy. And I ain't even want to talk about these studs out here. You got these little girls thinking it's cute. You know what? What time is it? 12:30. The fuck, yo. You can't right talk myself. Slow head shake. It is what it is. You can't right talk myself. Yes, Carol. He obviously likes throat punches. Nobody like this shit. Proof is in the pudding. No pun intended. That's right, Ansel. That's right, Ansel. Tell these soft ass. Hey, yo, son. Soft ass niggas. Fuck out of here, son. Yeah. Sue Clay, you know what I'm talking about, them skinny ass socks. Them skinny ass socks. Yo, pull your shoes up, nigga. You got to pull your shoes up. Too much space. Too much space. Like, you know, telling these niggas to pull their pants up. No, pull them up. You gotta pull them shoes up. Pull them sneaks up. Yo, I thought the nigga Jordans was leaning. They wasn't leaning. He was leaning. You know what I mean? His socks was on lean. You know what I'm saying? Yo, the nigga's socks was on lean, son. You know what I mean? Out there taking them the scissor socks. They sock zero. Pull up. Yo. Yo, scissor. You know, the niggas need a pair of stirrups. You're like a girl, you know what I mean? Gauchos. This nigga wearing gauchos.
Carol Chamberlain says, in my days, they were high waters. Guess what? We in the same days. It was high waters then and high waters now. Nigga, pull your shoes. Yo, pull your. Yo. I I don't care what you shoot. I don't care if they Prada. I don't care if they Gucci. I don't care if they look. Listen, we gotta do something. That's why we had to have this conversation. I was destined to have this conversation about the house cat and the alley cat. The house cat has a story to tell. The house cat has a story to tell. You know what I mean? We can't silence the house cat. Shit is real. Shit is real, son. All right. Let me get back on track somewhat. I mean, I let me tell it. I've never gotten off track. I think that all of this ties in because we've been in the house for the past year. Now, remember when this pandemic first started, you know, I don't think anybody expected it to last as long as it has lasted. So we were under the impression that we was just going to, you know, do this thing maybe for a couple of months or whatever. Remember, DJs was getting famous. They was doing their thing. And that's how this Versus shit got started. I think that shit corny. But I mean, fuck it. It's something to do. But this is all alley cat behavior. I mean, I'm sorry. This is all house cat behavior. You know, when D Nice was having those little house party joints, I'm like, yo, it's a nigga spinning records. It's a nigga spinning records online. I'm telling you, oh, he be jet. No, it's a nigga spinning records online. You've been seeing that on YouTube. Plug in Jazzy Jeff. Go to. Yo, treat yourself. Go to YouTube, plug in, put Jazzy Jeff scratching in the search bar. And watch Jazzy Jeff get his shit off. He's fucking amazing. D-Nice is spinning records, mixing records. Oh, yeah, but he be playing that shit. You mean like your mixtape? I'm sorry, your playlist? But this is all house cat shit. This is all house cat shit. It's going down. It's all house cat shit. We've gotten very familiar. The house cat got a story to tell. The house cat got a story to tell. You might not want to hear it, but it's still going to yell at you. And it's going to tell you something that you didn't think that was going to come out, but I saw you, and it's no doubt. And now you got to deal with consequences. Yo, you better give me something. And defenses going to get mended between you and them, and I'm going to just sit back looking at both y'all because y'all friends. Yeah, well, all friends fall out. You know, sometimes y'all have a little shit, and y'all be like out, and you do things that you shouldn't do, but y'all get back together. You know how you do. You know how you are. You a real star like the one in the sky, the big. Listen, man. Listen, you're going to be a house cat for the next year, too. You ain't taking these masks off this year. You're not. Ain't a chance.
There's no chance that you're taking the mask off this year. Not a shot. Sorry. You're going to have to eat that, son. This is your fate. For the rest of 2021.
And there's nothing you can, there's no getting out of it. So, you're going to get your, you know, you're going to get your house cat on for the next, probably, I'm thinking, the next 12 to 15 months minimum, we will not see faces in 2021. And a lot of that has to do with the fact that as house cats, we like, man, fuck that vaccine. I ain't taking that shit. Alley cats need that shit. Test that shit on all the alley cats. I'm a house cat because I got a family. I ain't taking my chances on that bullshit. I ain't getting the vaccine. You know, all right. So remember earlier in the show, we was talking about how now we have terms like raw sex, and we looking at public gatherings or even private gatherings like it's something that shouldn't be done, right?
Damn. I almost lost my throat, train of thought. I think I did.
You were talking about. Fuck it. Gotta go in a different route. Now it's going like with us not being able to take our masks off, it's gonna be kinda odd seeing people's faces without masks for a while. You know what I mean? It's gonna be different. It's gonna be different, you know. When giving somebody a handshake becomes a regular thing again. A hug. Blowing out candles. Selling dinners on the weekends as a hustle. Card parties. Just regular gatherings. But yeah, that shit ain't gonna happen in 2021. Oh, that's what I was about to say. We was talking about the shot, the vaccine. So it's gonna be like, it's gonna be the vaccinated niggas and the unvaccinated niggas. Like, we already starting to do it. Like, let me hear it from all my people who are getting the vaccine, and let me hear it from all my people who aren't going to get it or haven't decided to get it or are only going to get it kicking and screaming and by a court order like me. So, you know, if you like me, you see, you hear people talk about something, yeah, I'm getting the vaccine. I'm about to go get it, or, you know, I'm getting it. And we looking at him like, I know I'm looking at him like, you doing what? What? What you mean you go what? Hold on. What we got? We got raw sex, turkey chops, turkey bacon, chicken chops, what's the shit? Super spreader events or whatever. You know what I mean? Now we got the vaccinated niggas. You're like, what you mean you about to go get? What's making you do that? Tell me I'm lying. I know I'm looking at people who getting vaccinated. I'm looking at them funny. Like, I guess you don't read a lot. You gotta stop looking at so much network news. Not getting that shit. And they looking at me funny like, well, don't you want this pandemic to be over? Nigga, they trying to vaccinate everybody in the United States. That's 300 million vaccinations. And that covers everybody, every man, woman, child, baby, newborn, everybody. I ain't fucking with that. Wait a minute. Vaccinate every single person? Come on, man. Listen, I understand 400 million dead. I mean, 400,000 dead, so they say, and all that. Okay, but hold on. Hold on, man. Hold on. You want to vaccinate everybody? They ain't do that shit in school? In school, some people... some kids had to get vaccinated. Everybody didn't have to do it. And when they made it mandatory in some schools that all your kids had to have these shots, these vaccination shots, you know, parents was tripping like, oh, what the fuck you mean? No, they ain't got to get that shit. Mine ain't getting it. Now tell them they can't go to school. So I can get my lawyer right on the phone and we have a problem. So, let's say, by chance, they vaccinate 200 million people this year. So, it's 100 million left over. So, you mean to tell me that we still gotta
social distance. We still have to wear our masks. See, that's my problem with this shit now. First of all, you got to go get damn near 3 shots. So you got to get 3 rounds of this shit. And if doing something 3 times don't make you start looking at it sideways, I don't know what will. But Pete Game, this goes for all house cats and alley cats. Pete Game, I think that if you have received the vaccination, then you should be able to get a voucher to not have to wear this no fucking more. That's what I think. And I'm good. Got the shot. I'm vaccinated. I can't give it to you. You can't give it to me. I don't need this shit. So, you know, put that shit on your license or your state ID. Like, yo, you got the shot. Yo, this nigga's safe. You know, go to your local market, grocery store, whatever you call it in your region. You know, saddle right up to the meat counter, talking to motherfucker face. Like, look, yo, I need some chicken chops and turkey chops. I need some turkey bacon. Y'all got any skinny socks in this motherfucker? You know, I got an alley cat. You know, my son is an alley cat, a house cat. Hey, yeah. Hey, yeah. Do you understand what I'm saying? What's going on, Will Horn? Thanks for coming through, my good to see me some you. And Sue Claire's your twice says 45 ain't get it. That let me know it ain't cool. Because that's not how vaccinations work. Yeah. That's not how vaccinations work. So I'm like, fuck vaccinations then. See, my thing is, if I'm vaccinated, I shouldn't be able to get it. You know, like, you know, they gave you the shit. They got the shit out for genital warts. Like, you can't get it. They got the shit for hepatitis B. You can't get it. They even got the joint for hepatitis C. You can't get it. COVID-19. Yeah, you still might get it. Flu shot. Yeah, you still might get it. What did I take it for? Oh, they even got a pneumonia shot now. They got a pneumonia vaccine. You can still get it, though. Cal says, I haven't made up my mind. I'm making it up for you. Don't get that shit crazy. Come on this show glowing. Be like, oh my, you can't even see me on the show. How do you know I'm going? I mean, shit, your name lighting up. They do all kinds of secret shit. You know what I mean? You let them, you know, man, wherever the government try to get me for free, I ain't fucking with it. Right? You know, when shit is free, it's hard to sue. You pay for some shit, you can sue like a motherfucker. I'm suing for damages. I'm suing for peace. Let's do these birthday shout-outs and get on the body. I mean, let me let y'all get to y'all Saturday. I think I put enough on y'all. You know what I'm saying? Hey, y'all. I think I put enough on y'all, though. You know what I'm saying? For real. Word mother, for real. All right, y'all. We have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious. January 30th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special because they are special because they are special because they are S-E-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get the S-E-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get number one out the box. LaWanda Blackman turned 38 years old today. I mean, bop, word up. And Nafisa Butts turning 25 years old today. Happy birthday to you, youngin. And Melinda Townsend turning 54 years old today.
And Jody Ann Patrick turning 31 years old today. And Joseph Jenny Flora, happy birthday to you. And Ronnie Carter, happy birthday to you. My man, go get a Hashim Murphy, turning 47 years old today. It's my dude. And Erica Howard, go get a Erica Howard, turning the big 4-5. I didn't realize Erica was that much younger than me. That's my jaw right there. You know what I mean? Making Georgia stand up all day. Got the 40. Bow, 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 bow. Happy birthday, E. And Queen Makeda turning 35 years old today. And Sean Purnell, happy birthday to you. And last but not least, my girl, Karen Adams. Karen Adams. 47%. Happy birthday to you. I want to say happy birthday to all of you and anyone else out there who shares this birthday on this glorious, glorious, glorious January 30th, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally. All of y'all go ahead and turn up, but don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. Rock out, rock on and do the dance to rock out, rock on and do the damn rock out, rock on and do the damn thing and do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings and do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours. And remember, man, listen. The house cat got a story to tell. And if we haven't uncovered that today, then I don't know what's going to do it. I don't know what's going to do it. So today, the question is, will you be a house cat or will you have alley cat tendencies because it's supposed to snow tomorrow? And you think that you got to get enough food to be able to feed your house cat self and your house cat pets. The choice is yours, baby. The choice is yours. Let me see. Will Horn said, and all of them are one shot, not multiple. Oh, all of the other vaccinations are one shot, not multiple. Yeah. They're going up to three. Like, yo, you got to get the first one, then you got to get the second one. And then you got to get the third. And you got to wait. Like, all right, first we're going to give you the first one. Then go home, chill for like a week, and come back and get the second one. Huh? What are we doing? Well, they're going to give you the first one to see if you can, if you survive that when they come back, bang you again. Like, all right. Oh, we got a third joint. All right, we'll go see how that second one works. Come back and bang. Boom! Hit you with the third. So you see how that vaccination they gave young girls are making them sterile. Yeah. That's why it ain't no teenage pregnancy no more, hardly. Motherfuckers be thinking I'm bullshitting. Yo, teenagers used to get pregnant all the time. All the time. High school. There's bellies everywhere. They ain't like that no more. Chicks can't get pregnant. No, they not all gay. And even the ones that's gay, they still be getting some dick. You know how it go. Queen Monica, Queen Matu Mayini, thanks for coming on through. Appreciate it. Oh, and Suclaise Dutois says, yeah, they got cervical cancer shot too. They got the cervical, yeah, you can't get the cervical cancer. Like, yo, like, they like, yo, you get the, come get the vaccination, but you know, you still might fuck around and get that shit shot. Man, listen. Will Horn says, unless you got that hot shit. Listen, I'm not even trying to experience no warm shit. But the house cat is the house cat, the alley cat gotta go out sometime. No, actually, the alley cat stay out and shine. And the house cat stay in the crib all the time. But he get to come out on the porch and give it a little look and make sure everything is good. He ain't short. She ain't sure. My cat got out yesterday. She came my ass right back in the crib. He said, it's cold out this bitch. You know what I mean? It was like, unless you got that hot shit. Nah, we not doing the hot shit. I want the warm shit. That's right. I don't even want the room temperature shit. I sure as hell don't want the body temperature shit. Some of y'all niggas feverish. Some of y'all niggas is feverish, son. House cats shouldn't be having no fever. And it's a house problem because somebody who was an alley cat came and brought that shit back in. You know what I'm saying? On some old,
yeah, spat out this.
I want y'all to have the best day. Listen, there's not going to be a Legacy of a Nation show today. There's not going to be a Legacy of a Nation show ever. What I'm going to do today is I'm going to take... Oh, by the way, y'all didn't really submit no names of a new show or of ideas for a new show, but I came up with one. I came up with one. The name of the show is going to be called, tentatively for now, Runaway Slaves. It's the Runaway Slave Show. You know why it's going to be called the Runaway Slave Show? Because that's what we are. You know, we trying to escape that slave mentality. We trying to escape those slave teachings. We're trying to escape the anguish, the brutality, but most of all, the conditioning, the mental and emotional conditioning that came out of slavery that still pervades our mentality today. So we running away from that shit. We trying to get free. We getting up north. We going to get around. We going to get to where we can actually think freely and be free around each other. It's the Runaway Slave Show, y'all. So I'll let y'all know exactly when it's going to come. Because there's a whole lot of shit that has to go into this. You know what I mean? I got to pick the right day, the right time, and I have to decide whether, you know, since the Daily Go Get a Mism show comes on every day, do I want to pick a day when only that show comes on? Because that's what I'm really thinking. Like, that should have a day by itself. I shouldn't have to split energies between the Daily Go Get a Mism show and a Runaway Slave show. So it should be like, on this day, we do the Runaway Slave Show. So Chris says, we knew you'd come up with a name. Yeah. You know what I mean? Y'all was talking crazy. Like, I said it's not going to have a name anything similar to the Runaway Slave Show, y'all. The Runaway Slave Show. So we go get it. We runaway slaves. All right. But I'll let y'all know. I'll fill y'all in on the rest of the gory details at another time. I want y'all to have a great day. Wonderful day. Wonderful day. It's still kind of cold out there, but it's supposed to go up to 34 degrees. And that's above freezing. So, hey, I'm going to rock out with that. It was cold motherfucker this morning. It was cold motherfucker. Y'all said. So love is love, baby. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. Love y'all right back to life without a diggy, 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 down. All right, with that being said, let me get Blog Talk up out of here. We'll holler back. Holler!